You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Gym Class for a Thursday here on KGYM, the 13th of July. If you're superstitious, hang in there. We'll make it through the day. Great to have you aboard on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes joining me and coming up in just a moment from the southwest side. Isaac on the other side of the glass with a soccer kit on today, despite the fact of what happened last night with the United States men's national team.
Yeah, not too worried about it. Are they
out of this thing now?
Or? Yeah, they're out, but it's none of the teams. Like Canada didn't bring their A team. USA didn't bring their A team. I don't know what Mexico's roster looks like, but I doubt they brought their A team. Meanwhile, Panama probably did bring their A team.
Then why are we playing this thing?
Just more experience. I guess it gives guys more caps. I don't know. These guys that are like 18 be like, oh, I made the U.S. men's national team like 4 times. And that'll be probably the extent of their U.S. men's national team career.
Congratulations to the Panamanians, though. They won.
They did. At least USA beat Canada. I'll say that. They beat Canada in pens. So it's always nice to beat the neighbors to the north.
I feel better now. You have not given up on the United States men's national team. So I feel better.
I never will. Many countries are very down on the U.S. men's team. I think they have a lot of really good talent. Maybe not so much the depth as we saw, but I think they're pretty good. I like them.
319-366-1600. That is Isaac, our terrific producer on the other side of the glass and Gym Class soccer expert with you here today. As we got a good show planned for you. Jeff Linder of the Gazette's going to join us coming up in about 25 minutes or so. We'll preview the 2023 Girls State Softball Tournament getting started on Monday at Harlan Rogers Park over in Fort Dodge. Let's talk about this year's Gazette Athletes of the Year. We'll talk about that with Jeff coming up in just a little bit, and other topics, I would imagine, as well. Text line available to you at 319-366-1600. That is the phone line as well, both 319-366-1600, as we come your way from our studio here on the southwest side. And we are presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. They are celebrating their 75th anniversary, and you can learn how to boost your financial well-being by going to their website at dupaco.com. And Mark joining me from the back porch in the southwest side today. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Scott, Isaac, everyone out there. What the hell tournament were you talking about?
Gold Cup?
Yes, the Gold Cup. Usually that's been the more important one in CONCACAF, but since the Nations League was earlier this year, it's weird having two tournaments
in the
summer.
So this is not the CONCACAF thing.
It's the CONCACAF Gold Cup, but it's not as I don't know how to describe it. It's less important because there was a tournament earlier in the summer where everyone did bring their A teams.
This is why I cannot fathom soccer.
If you think club soccer is very odd as far as its scheduling goes, international soccer is far, far weirder as far as like determining what a friendly is and, you know, which tournaments have importance and which tournaments don't.
Yeah, at least men and women are paid the same.
There you go. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class at 308. And we got through the sports longest day yesterday. The only basic thing going on besides, we should mention the WNBA had a full schedule yesterday. The ESPYs last night made quite an impression here in the state of Iowa, whether you are in far western Iowa over by the Missouri or in good old eastern Iowa over here. Pretty much everybody was just, for the most part, fuming last night. And this morning, those that really care. I gotta admit, I had other things going last night. I did not watch one single second of it. Isaac, did you watch a second of the ESPYs?
No, I did not.
Mark, ESPYs last night?
Watched a lot of it.
Okay, what'd you think?
I thought it was a lot of people getting individual honors and not so much coverage of, for example, Caitlin Clark winning the Best Female College Athlete Award. She was not the winner of the Breakout Award, and that was the source of some angst around here, and I don't get it. She wasn't a breakout athlete.
No, she's been at the top.
She broke out in seventh grade.
Well, Iowa and Iowa State fans don't get a chance to unite very often, but they were united in their vitriol last night and this morning due to the ESPYs. Because, as you mentioned, Caitlin Clark did not win that. I agree with you. I think she wasn't necessarily – she did a lot of things last year, but I don't think breakout athlete was probably one of those. Iowa State fans mad because Brock Purdy did not win breakout athlete. I'm not sure how you can have breakout athlete award given and Brock Purdy is not it. Now, all due respect to Angel Reese, who, as Spencer and I were talking between shows, for the most part this year was not even the best player on her basketball team. Got a lot of ink, got a lot of publicity, had some good games, not saying she didn't. LSU won that game. They deserve to win the national championship in that game. But the last player taken in the draft for the NFL and leading the team as a third-string quarterback to the conference championship game, I think that's pretty good. But before you get your angst and before you get your feathers all up again, everyone, keep in mind that this is basically this is like the People's Choice Awards. This is a fan vote. And just like the All-Star game to a certain extent, five Texas Rangers out there, an entire Atlanta Braves infield, not saying that they didn't deserve it, just saying, stating facts here. So Angel Reese got a lot of people voting for her. That's the bottom line, and that's why she won.
I just certainly voted for Brock Purdy, maybe even Julio Rodriguez. But Angel Reese, had a nice run at Maryland, then went to LSU, and as you mentioned, a lot of times wasn't even the star on that team. And since you guys didn't watch it, Angel Reese couldn't resist at the end of her speech to put her hand over her mouth, shake it back and forth as if to one last jab at Caitlin Clark. That's just me.
Yeah, we don't need that. We don't need that. 319-366-1600. Want to let people know listening in there is a traffic situation out there. 5015 letting us know, among others, 380 northbound at North Liberty is stopped for a mile or so, and maybe even more, according to reports out there. So thank you very much for the traffic updates. We'll continue to monitor that situation. But again, I-380 northbound at North Liberty is stopped right now. So if you can find an alternate route, please do so. The ESPYs are like the MTV Music Awards. They mean nothing, says 7010. You know, listen, the ESPYs have been around now for over three decades. I get it. It's something for ESPN to put out there on a day when, other than the WNBA, there's nothing going on. There's no baseball. Summer League basketball, I guess, earlier in the day. Summer League basketball never stops. No football, obviously. We're still a month or so away, or a little less than a month if you're an NFL team. They got to have something to show on that day. So they said, hey, let's put ESPYs on. Let's do awards. Let's do an awards show. Let's get whoever up there, funny athlete or a comedian. Who was the MC last night? I don't even know who was the MC last night.
Pat McAfee.
Okay, Pat McAfee. All right, how'd he do? He is very talented.
I thought he was okay.
Yeah. Well, he's going to be on our airwaves soon. So that's good news.
I will say that there are some really interesting stories, some of them very touching, throughout the program. They chronicled the cancer that Liam Hendricks endured, he and his wife. Very touching story, and a good one at that. And then the Buffalo Bills training staff, doctors, paramedics, whatnot, honored for what they did for DeMar Hamlin on that night in Cincinnati.
Mm. Well, that was good. That's good stuff. And like I said, they need something to show that night, and that's what they have chosen to do. Don't get too high. Don't get too low. Listen, in 8 years, no one is going to remember that Angel Reese won the Breakthrough Athlete of the Year award at the ESPYs in 2023. Correct, Isaac? No one's going to remember that?
I would be surprised if everyone, by the time like Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese are retired, if they're like, well, Angel Reese won this ESPY award that Caitlin Clark was also up for, I'd be surprised if that was ever anything that got brought up.
They're going to remember the Sullivan Award.
Yeah, they'll probably remember the championship, obviously.
And they'll remember, yeah.
But ESPY will probably be just a little blip that might come back a year later, but after that will not be too important.
319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class on KGYM at 316. Jeff Linder's going to join us here coming up in about 12, 13, 14 minutes or so. Plenty to talk about with Jeff from the Gazette. Other things going on today, sticking with basketball a little bit now that we're talking about Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, et cetera, et cetera. Although, to a certain extent, it deals with the women's tournament, but really the men's tournament is what is being chronicled and talked about today. Mark, coming down today from the NCAA, there was talk about this from the NCAA Division I Men's Basketball Committee back at just after the turn of the year and the turn of the calendar. They were talking about possible expansion from the 68-team field that we have right now. That is not going to happen, at least in the near future anyway. NCAA coming out today saying that the 68-team tournament is going to stay put for the next few years anyway. That is what a vast majority of college coaches want. CBS Sports did a poll of roughly 100 Division I head coaches. I'm reading this from CBS Sports, by the way. Before last season, and they found that 97% overwhelmingly favor the tournament staying in its current format. I think we will see a 96-team tournament down the road a little bit, but for now, I think 68 teams is just fine.
I think it's perfectly fine. It's been going on for 12 years now, and I don't want this to become a participation type thing where 96, 100 whatever teams get in. I understand there's over 300 Division I basketball teams. A lot easier to be Division I in basketball than other sports, but I think it's fine right now. I really do.
Right, and we already get, and I've said that I've gone on my soapbox for many years saying that I am a big proponent of the mid-majors getting their love by the committee. Doesn't happen all the time. We get enough of the 7th, 8th, and 9th place teams that are 2-3 games under 500 in the leagues. Do we need to dip down to the 10th and 11th place teams to fill out a 96-team bracket? Because you know that's what it's going to be. They're not taking the 3rd and 4th place teams from the AAC or the Mo Valley to fill in these other schools if it's a 96-team bracket.
Very true. Let's keep in mind that the committee said the expansion is not imminent. They didn't rule it out down the road.
Yeah. 3830 saying that's the part that's not fine, mid-majors. I agree. There should be more mid-majors in there. I'm not a big fan of the quad system. Never have been, because it takes away games that mid-majors need to get their stat line and to get their mathematical formula up to where the NCAA committee will take a look at these teams. That's just it's kind of the way it is. That's why you don't see UNI in Iowa and UNI in Iowa State or Drake in Iowa and Drake in Iowa State playing men's basketball anymore. Just for that very reason. You can say it's for scheduling all you want, but that's the underlying reason.
I can't say it any better.
More help for the mid-majors, please. Not going to happen, though. 319-366-1600 here in the gym class. Again, traffic 380 northbound at North Liberty is stopped right now. So if you can take an alternate route, I would imagine old 218 is hopping right now. Or make your way through Solon today and up through Ely. Check out some of the fine towns over there in northern Johnson County and southern Linn County. Check them out today. Again, if that traffic changes, we will be sure to let you know or get you further updates on it. And if you have an update on it, if you're caught in it right now, and please only do this if you can safely and get us an update as far as the traffic is concerned. I'm going to get an Eagles Hideaway scoreboard update for you coming up in a little bit. We'll have Jeff Linder join us as well. Big 12 media days for football going on down in Arlington, Texas at Jerry World, AT&T Stadium. Matt Campbell, among other coaches, meeting with members of the media today. And the biggest nugget, I guess, coming out of what Matt Campbell had to say was really questioned about the gambling situation and how that is impacting his Cyclone team going into fall drills. And Matt Campbell didn't have a lot to say, because I really believe that Matt, if he does know who the players are, he does not know exactly what the punishment is going to be, if there's going to be punishment, you know, at all from the NCAAs. He was asked many questions by not only Iowa State beat writers, but also beat writers from other Big 12 teams today. And basically, Coach Campbell said, you know what, it's not impacting a vast majority of my team. We are going to get into fall drills, and we're going to do business as usual. If we find out that some of these players are going to be included once the season starts, we will get them into the reps. If we find out they're not going to be included, you know, we're going to probably have to come up with a different plan. There were no names named today, and I'm sure Matt Campbell knows who he's dealing with. He is not going to let anybody else know, certainly down there. But that seems to be the front and center question of Iowa State football going into the fall campaign here, Mark.
Well, this whole thing needs to get wrapped up, not only for Iowa State's sake, but Iowa's and anybody else involved. Iowa State has 15 athletes implicated, not all football players. But what's taking so long? Keaton Anthony missed a month of the season during Iowa baseball. That was a long time ago. Seems like, anyway, but Campbell also, he put a shine on the pig, kind of, in my mind. He said, you know what, we were the third youngest team in college football last year, and we have to grow up, and we have to plug holes, and that's very true. It resulted in a 4-win overall season and a one win campaign in the Big 12, and it doesn't get any easier this year.
No, it doesn't. And as Iowa State fans know, just plagued by seemingly an endless string of just little tiny mistakes. Yes, there were bigger ones. Hunter Deckers, a few interceptions. You can't lay this on at the feet of Hunter Deckers. We know that. You know, that goes to, okay, a tackle, you know, offensive tackle missed a block, much like what we talked about when we talk about Iowa and their woes last year offensively. Too many turnovers, too many self-inflicted wounds for Iowa State football last year, and I think you're right. That's what Matt Campbell was talking about with a young team that's got to get better, and they've got to put the vast majority of those mistakes behind them. And if they do, Iowa State's going to have a better season this year. No doubt about that. How much better remains to be seen, because the Big 12 is now, at least this year, a 14-team league with the four newcomers entering the picture, and not going to be easy, any of these trips, whether it's Provo or Orlando or wherever. It is definitely not going to be easy, and Iowa State's got to play better. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Before we get to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update here, Mark, we've got no baseball today. They'll get back into things coming up tomorrow. By the way, the 2024 Major League Baseball schedule has been released. It's going to start in March next year. Late March, there are going to be three Internationals series. There's going to be the game down in, let's see, I want to make sure the Salute to the Negro Leagues game is going to be held. Do know that. And there's actually two actual doubleheaders that are on the docket next year. Oakland and Texas on May 8th, Colorado at San Francisco on July 27th. That special game will be at Rickwood Field with the Negro Leagues tribute. That's going to be the Giants and the Cardinals. That is going to be on June the 20th. The season is going to wrap up on September the 29th. October 1st will be the first day of the playoffs coming up next year. I'd like still like to see it go to 154 and go from early April to toward the end of September, Mark, but that's not going to happen.
Not going to happen, no. And, you know, I think that baseball is doing some good things, and especially the special game with the Negro Leagues tribute. That'll be between the Giants and Cardinals in June.
Also, trade talks starting to heat up, including the Dodgers reportedly inquiring about Lucas Giolito from the Chicago White Sox. The sale may be starting. sooner than later on the south side of Chicago. That remains to be seen. What we have coming up, Jeff Linder, and before that, going to get it to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. They're on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. Eat local. Try their burgers and fries. They are made fresh each and every day. And wet your whistle with drinks from their fully stocked bar. Or bring the whole family for friendly service in the dining area or on the patio. They're open at 4 o'clock, 6 days a week. Sunday, they are closed. Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. How about the scoreboard today?
Yeah, Scott, they're playing the Scottish Open today as a prelude to the Open Championship next week. Ben on your leader with a course record, 9 under par 61. Rory McIlroy opening with a 6 under par 64. Speaking of Rory, he continually is asked about the LIV Tour and the relationship the PGA Tour has with it. Rory said today he wouldn't play the LIV Tour if it was the last place on earth to play golf. That's pretty definitive. And as Major League Baseball resumes tomorrow, we've got these matchups with Midwest teams. Milwaukee at Cincinnati. The White Sox at Atlanta.
Great.
Boston will be at Wrigley Field to take on the Cubs. Minnesota playing at Oakland, and Tampa Bay at Kansas City.
Hey, one thing from the Senate subcommittee meetings today between the PGA Tour and the Public Investment Fund, the LIV Tour, if you will, one clause has been eliminated from the framework agreement, and both sides believe that this is going to pave the way for this to go through now, Mark. We'll see. This is according to the New York Times. The non-solicitation clause from the agreement has been struck, reportedly. That is the clause that states that the tours are not going to solicit or recruit players from opposing tours to try to get them to go to their tour. So that helps out, apparently, as far as the antitrust situation is concerned. That's what the Justice Department is basically looking at as far as this agreement is concerned. So that tells me we're going to have the LIV Tour is still going to be a separate tour, and the money is still going to be offered to the top flight guys on the PGA Tour and the DP World Tour.
No solicitation, huh?
You can go after anybody you want. And I the PGA Tour is not offering money to get Dustin Johnson back on their tour. I guarantee you that. It's going to be a one-way street on this one.
Very true.
All right, 3:31. We're going to take a break, come back, and Jeff Linder is going to join us from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. We will preview the state softball tournament and talk about the Gazette Athletes of the Year, and we'll do that when we return on the Gym Class presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast, and we're going to have plenty of sunshine today. Temperatures will be in the mid-80s. It'll be a bit humid as well. And then as we head into tonight, we'll have partly cloudy skies with temperatures in the mid-60s. Tonight into early tomorrow, there's a chance for some scattered showers and storms. Temperatures will be in the mid-80s tomorrow afternoon, with a chance there could be some additional showers and storms later in the day. We'll have a dry weekend with temperatures in the low to mid-80s. There's just a chance for some rain by late Sunday. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The summer sports season has come to a close. The Xavier baseball team started out strong in the postseason with unexpected shutout wins in the first and second rounds of regionals. But their thrilling run was cut short Wednesday night as the Saints fell to number 4 Marion 4-2 in the Class 3A Region 5 championship game. And the Xavier softball team's postseason also wrapped up this week. The Saints fell to North Scott in the Class 4A Regional Championship 6-0 at home Tuesday night. They finished the season 28-13. Congratulations to the coaches and players of both teams for making it to the championship round of regionals, and thank you for an exciting season.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimberg Company, family owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimberg Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
The biggest pro football contests in Vegas are back and bigger than ever, with $14 million in guaranteed prizes only at Circa Sports. Enter in Nevada, play from anywhere, two ways to win and no rake. Play Circa Million, make five picks against the spread each week with quarterly and full season payouts, or join Circa Survivor. Select one team each week straight up. Last the longest to win it all. $14 million in guaranteed prizes. Visit CircaSports.com for details. Circus Sports Iowa encourages you to gamble responsibly. Problems with gambling? Call or visit 1-800-BETS-OFF.
I decided to get a condo and I was done with renting. I was ready to have space for my dog.
We're talking with Janae Nelson about her first mortgage with Midwest One Bank.
My realtor suggested Midwest One's first-time homebuyer program and it was a perfect fit. Midwest One Bank made me feel like there was no judgment in my financial situation. Midwest One Bank absolutely made it simple. This is going to be a relationship that I'm going to keep building.
Midwest One Bank, simply better banking. Loan subject to credit approval, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who pay attention to every little detail, the ones who fuss, tinker, and sweat the small stuff. Because you know the tiniest thing can make the biggest difference when it comes to keeping business moving. We get it. We're the same way, offering access to product experts to help you quickly and easily find what you need. So whatever your industry, you know you're always getting professional-grade products. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Auto Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes. Find the right parts for you or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Back on the Gym Class 335 here in KGYM. Thanks for joining us. Do appreciate it as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Isaac on the other side of the glass. As we welcome in Jeff Linder of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, does a terrific job as well as everybody covering prep sports for the Gazette. And getting ready to head to Rogers Park in Fort Dodge coming up probably Sunday, although I think you don't have a team till like late Monday afternoon this year, right?
Yeah, it's a Monday trip, and probably head out around noon. So looking forward to it. It's always kind of, it's the last tournament of the school year, and it's summer, and it's always kind of a neat experience when you get close and see the lights and see the airport stuff across the road, and looking forward to it.
Yeah. Well, the reason you're going late or waiting until Monday is that the Metro and basically the corridor shut out this year for Class 5A. First time in 11 years that has happened.
Yeah.
And so it's basically a CIML MAC showdown.
Yeah, and that's where the power is. The MAC's really good. Those top five teams, the MAC's got five teams in there, and what, 3 and 5A, 1 and 1, I think. And then I think the other five 5A teams are all from Central Iowa. And, wasn't a great postseason for the MVC.
Your first game, Jeff, I think, is Williamsburg against Albia in the 3A quarters Monday night. Talk about Williamsburg's season.
Well, first of all, I've got Western Dubuque at 5:30, and they got Williamsburg.
Yes, you do. Yeah.
But anyway, Williamsburg's a great team. They've gotten second, third, and third in 3A the last 3 years. It just kind of feels like it's their year. It's their destiny this year. Doesn't mean it's going to happen. It's no guarantee. But just a terrific team. A lot of veterans, including Peyton Driscoll, the pitcher who's been, their mainstay in the circle since eighth grade.
Yeah, Williamsburg, the number one seed in Class 3A. They're going to take on Albia in the first round on Monday night. Good stories in the bottom. Wallert's made it in baseball and softball, but then they will take on Benton. Slow start for the Bobcats this year. You were over there for the regional final against Mount Vernon. They have turned it on. We know how good their athletes are that they have going through there right now, and that should be a fun game.
Yeah, it's. I keep going back and forth on who I think is going to win that game. I haven't even started thinking about my picks yet, but that's going to be a great quarterfinal game. And Wallert, I think they've got five or six freshmen in their starting lineup. That's just a powerhouse waiting to happen up there, and that's a team that 2 years ago almost didn't have a team. They won two games in 2021 and turned around, got to state last year behind a ton of eighth graders. Now they're freshmen now, and they're even better, and they should be really good the next 3 years. Benton, I think they've got 42 home runs as a team. Anna Glave went from 3 home runs last year as a freshman to 20 this year. 70 RBIs, just a great slugger, and probably be seeing something on her in the Gazette on Monday. They started 5-9, and I think they're 23-5 since.
Jeff, as you know, some paths to the state tournament are a little easier than others. Two teams you're going to see Tuesday afternoon in Regina and Lisbon. Not so much, huh?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear all that. Could you ask that again? I'm sorry, Mark.
My projection, Regina and Lisbon had some tough games leading up to the stick.
Yeah, they both could have gotten out in the regional semis. Lisbon had to scratch and claw to beat Albernette. They got out, hit 11-3 in that regional semi. They're fortunate to win that one. Regina down 2-0 going to the sixth inning against Cardinal in the regional semis. Scored one in the sixth and then two in the seventh to win that one.
And like you wrote, they were really never even panicked going into that last inning of that regional semifinal.
No, and I guess the reason they didn't is they had their first three kids up to bat, and I think they went single, double to win it. So it wasn't as if it went down to the last strike or the last out. They took care of business in the seventh and got it done.
And Lisbon is not used to them being a 2A school.
No, but get used to it because they're not coming back down to 1A, at least for a long time. Same with Albernette. Those are two schools that are growing, and they're going to be 2A schools for a good long time.
I'd love to be in Fort Dodge Tuesday night to see Northland and Sigourney. Carly Goodwin from Sigourney against a really, really good Northland team.
Yeah, those two hit first three hitters for Northland are dynamite. Between Benish and Bridgewater and Flanagan, assuming Flanagan's healthy and ready to go, the first two I think combined for about 140, 150 runs scored. Flanagan leads the state in RBIs with 73, but they're going to have their handful with Carly Goodwin, one of the elite pitchers in the state, any class. Strikes out a lot of kids, walks next to nobody, and I think her ERA is like 0.22. I don't know if you saw her in person. You've got the English Valley's connection, but Goodwin's dynamite.
Yeah, good 1A field too, from top to bottom.
Yeah, if Sigourney's the 7 or 8 seed, then yeah, that's a really good field, and that's a lot of coin flip quarterfinals right away on Tuesday.
Talking a little bit about the Metro, getting back to that, in Iowa City as well. And Regina is in, we know that. Another great year for the Regals. Just one of those years, we had teams get to the regional finals this year, just could not get over the hump. And I know, Xavier's got a lot of youngsters for the Saints on their team anyway. Should be around for a while. And Lindmar had a very good year as well in the Metro.
Yeah, those two are very good teams. And it wouldn't have been surprising at all if either or both of those teams would have made it to the state tournament. But they just ran into teams that were better than them on that certain day. And, you tip your hat and move on. Both of those teams are going to be back. And Xavier's probably a top five team in 4A coming into next year. Lindmar's going to be fine. They've got their top pitcher back. Kennedy's going to be good. Prairie will be fine. Jefferson will be fine. So, a break here or there and a lot of things can change, whether it's throughout a season or throughout a single game. And, it wasn't a bad year for the Metro by any means, but it wasn't a great postseason.
Jeff, another great presentation of the Athletes of the Year in last Sunday's paper. And, 40th year, right? Something like that?
41st. We started in 83, and this is 41. Last year we had a pretty big blowout for our 40th. But you're always going to have really good athletes with as many schools as we cover. And I think we got it right. Ben Keeter was terrific. 111-0 as a wrestler, all-state football player. He's going to do both at Iowa. Peyton Robinson from Lisbon. Can you believe that's Lisbon's first winner, boys or girls, in 41 years?
Crazy.
No,
it really is. With all those wrestlers and all those stamps, and And, you know, they've had a really good tradition there. But, you know, the timing was right this year. And Peyton Robinson, terrific athlete. Really good in three sports. State champ in track. All-stater in volleyball. She'll probably be a five-time all-stater in softball. You know, decent basketball player. Unbelievably good kid. So, you know, hats off to her. Hats off to Ben Keeter. And we had 10 good finalists this year, as we always do. And, you know, Mike Halas wrote a really good column saying that some of the kids that even didn't make the cut for finalists. I mean, you look at their resumes and you think, holy cow, those kids are good.
And girls' race actually was pretty tight.
Really tight. Peyton Robinson, Nia Howard, I think 2 points separated them. I think it was 6-4 in first place votes and 45-43 overall. Couldn't have gone wrong either way. Nia Howard, just a great athlete. And, you know, the other three girls were super as well. And already starting to look ahead. I've got, kind of got the list of about 8 or 10 girls that look like they already stand out for 2024, and a handful of boys as well.
Yeah, you take a look at it, and it's, you know, there are some years there are great classes. There are some years maybe not as great. Ben Keener, I agree, I think, no doubt. But, man, you take a look at the rest of the boys finalists. I mean, any other year, Alex Moda wins. You know, Aiden over at Xavier. I mean, that was a heck of a fivesome.
Yeah, it was. And Tate Peterson and Miles Thompson from Wash. And, yeah, that was a good group. And it went more than five deep with the boys. I would say there were, 8 to 12 boys that really were deserving of consideration for being in the top five.
Yeah, like a Colby Dolphin.
yeah, absolutely. And, Christian Janis is somebody I had fairly high on my list. You know, really good receiver for Iowa City West, I think he was in four winning relays at state. So, you know, great athlete there, and the list goes on.
Wanted to ask you, I don't even know if you can ballpark it. How many games from the start of the volleyball campaign to Harlan Rogers Park that you were at or covered this year?
I don't know. I might have kept track of that 30 years ago, but now it's just we're just living day to day. And I have counted. I know I've spent 23 nights in a hotel this in 2023 so far, with four to go this week. But a lot of that was with the Iowa women. That wasn't all high school stuff. That was Dallas and Seattle as well. But, we all stay busy on our staff, and I think we all do a pretty darn good job.
Great job.
When can we expect your softball preview, online and in print?
Well, I think it's all going to go up Monday morning. With the metrics and stuff, we find that the readers are really morning readers online, so we'll probably just wait, and it'll be in Monday's paper for sure, and I'll probably post it, 7 o'clock Monday morning maybe.
So look for it with your coffee coming up, and then a little bit of time off, but you're probably already thinking volleyball and football.
Yeah, down the road. I'm going to take a little bit more time off after state softball than I have in the past. We've 30th anniversary trip coming up here pretty soon, so I'm going to be kind of scarce for a little while.
That's all right. You deserve that.
Thanks.
You just 30 years. We aren't that old, man.
Sometimes it doesn't feel like we are. Boy, sometimes it does.
Depends what day of the week it is, right?
That's right.
Favorite thing to do in Fort Dodge besides be at the Diamonds?
Have you ever eaten a community pizza?
Oh yeah.
That's right up there. Tom Thumb is right up there. If I was a younger guy and had young kids, I'd say it would be, they've got a really nice water park there now, which is new. I'll tell you, Fort Dodge really to me is an underrated place. They've got some nice trails for walking or running or biking or whatever you like. The Twin Lakes are within a half hour. If you want to go to a beach, I hope as long as I'm doing this, however long that may be, that the state softball tournament never leaves Fort Dodge.
I don't think it will. And the best thing was when they completed all four lanes of Highway 20, right?
Absolutely. And when they get that done with 30 here in Benton County, that'll be nice too.
Yeah, and it's still nice to get to Des Moines for that. But
And did you know it's faster to get to Des Moines from Cedar Rapids now, taking 30 than 80?
Shh.
I know.
Don't tell everybody.
Yeah, yes. I'm just telling you.
Oh, I knew that. I knew that from last year.
Nobody's listening to me anyway. So.
All right. Hey, Jeff, great job with softball and everything this year. Look forward to seeing you. Enjoy your time off with the family and have a good time at state softball, man.
All right. Thanks, you guys.
All right. Jeff Linder of the Gazette, kind enough to join us here on the Gym Class on KGYM. And we'll take a break, come back, and wrap things up for you on a Thursday. We'll do it right after this.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Valvoline Advanced can help your engine get more miles. Right now, buy a 5-quart jug and get a free STP Extended Life Oil Filter. That's right, free. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need, when you need them, at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Jessica, this is the happiest day of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV and insured it with Progressive. Man, I love that thing. There are a million fish in the sea, which I'm reminded of every time I bring my RV to the lake, but I vow to love and cherish you just as much as I cherish campsites with full electric and water hookups. I'm so sorry.
Protect your beloved with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Are you working way too hard for way too little? There's never been a better time to consider a career in IT. You could enjoy a recession-resistant career in a rewarding field with plenty of growth opportunities and often flexible work environments. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. You can start your new career in months, not years. Take classes online or on campus, and financial aid is available to qualified students, including the GI Bill. Now's the time. Go to mycomputercareer.edu.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm onto something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Back with you at 3:52, final minutes of the Gym Class for a Thursday on KGYM. Thanks for joining us. Do appreciate it. Coming up tomorrow, we'll talk with KJ Pilcher of the Gazette. Lots of things to talk about with KJ. We'll preview state baseball, which had some very interesting games in the sub-state finals, Mark, the last two nights. Three of the top four number ones were upset, including four-time defending state champion in 2A Van Meter. They were ousted in 10 innings the other night by Pella Christian. The only one to make it, only number one team to get in, was Western Dubuque. And they held on for a 4-3 victory in their sub-state final. Said it many times, you know it, people that follow baseball know it, and really, well, to a certain extent, softball, but pitching is such king there or queen there, however you want to look at it, but in baseball, anything can happen on a given day.
No question about it. And tough losses for Kennedy and Prairie. Nice win for Liberty. We'll talk more about it with KJ tomorrow. And to answer a question on the text line, Benton Community girls play 11:30 Tuesday morning against Dubuque Waller.
There you go, 1776. Thank you for the inquiry. Again, traffic going very slow or not moving at all. I-380 northbound. That is right at the North Liberty area. So if you are making your plans to go from Iowa City to Linn County, may want to try a different route. And we'll keep you updated on that throughout local program. Todd Brommelkamp show coming up next from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. We talked about Big 12 Media Days a little bit earlier on today. That is the subject of our poll question at KGYMradio.com. Brought to you by Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement, serving customers since 2003 on Highway 1 West in Iowa City, and deals with Big 12 football.
Which team will win the Big 12 this coming year? Will it be Texas, Kansas State, Oklahoma, TCU, Texas Tech, or someone else?
Ooh.
Give me Kansas State.
I can envision Kansas State. I can envision Kansas State. Sorry, BJ and Marion. Every year, Texas is anointed as this is the year for the Longhorns. Now, one of these years, it's actually going to be the year. That make any sense? I don't know.
If they win at Michigan, that could be pretty big.
It would be big. Oklahoma, I'm not sold on Oklahoma as of yet. TCU lost a ton, including Big 12 Male Athlete of the Year, Max Duggan, the former Council Bluffs Lewis Central Titan. I'm not ready to anoint Texas Tech yet to be quite where they are picked. I could go other and go Oklahoma State here. I think the Cowboys are laying in the weeds.
By the way, discussions today at the Big 12 news conferences, it doesn't appear that either Oklahoma or Oklahoma State want to continue the Bedlam series.
And that's a shame. Boy, Mike Gundy did not pull any punches either. And I, you know what? Good for him. Said, this is not ending on our terms. You have to ask Oklahoma. You have to ask them. They are the ones that left not only us, but the Big 12 Conference. And right now, looking at the two schedules, they said through 2039. That is a long way in the future, by the way, that everything is pretty much penciled out. So unless something drastically changes, this is going to be the last year for Bedlam, which is a shame. But, hey, it's not the first rivalry to go down the tubes in football or basketball because of conference realignment. Coach Dykes didn't have a lot of good things to say about conference realignment either today down in Dallas. More on that coming up with Todd. We'll be back with you tomorrow with a Friday edition of the Gym Class. We're going to put our Friday topic on hold for the week with KJ Pilcher joining us coming up tomorrow with state baseball starting on Monday at Carroll in Iowa City. Mark, have a good night. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds great. Talk then.
You've been listening to the Gym Class right here on KGYM. Have a good night.
Broken bricks, falling fences, damaged doors, Gorilla Glue. Of course. It's incredibly strong,